There he is. Hello. He's waving to you.
Welcome.
Whoops.
Holy shit. Welcome to the Mega 64.
Please turn that down.
Stop towing that car. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast episode.
Hello.
What is it? 321.
Is Sean here?
He's not here.
Oh,
Sean's
wait.
Busy.
Wait.
Sir?
Where is Sean?
What episode is it?
What episode?
Oh, we just put Sean
on blast
in the ambulance. That's right. We beat him up. Why did we do that? Find out after this theme song.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back. That was just a teaser. Sean is not in an ambulance. We're just joking.
The police? Are the police here?
They're mad.
Oh, police are mad, everybody.
They're upset about all the people in the streets.
The cars can't drive. This guy's getting towed. It's bedlam down here.
It's bedlam. It's crazy. Real wrath of God stuff. We're talking, what is the Ghostbusters?
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
There you go. Check out Ghostbusters on Blu-ray. Just came out. I watched it. Yo, those guys are crazy. There's ghosts. You gotta watch it. If you've never heard of it, it's called Ghostbusters.
You made
film? Sure. Anyway,
tell us where we are.
We are at, for the second time, we are here to watch and view Paul McCartney. We're at the stadium. We're gonna see him again. Hopefully tonight's the night. We're gonna get a little temporary secretary. He's gonna play it live. He didn't do it in LA because I think he was warming up.
He was testing the crowds with it.
Yeah,
he played it a little bit at the beginning.
Yep, a little bit.
A little bit at the beginning, but just recording.
You heard a little bit?
Yeah.
His DJ guy played a sample of it for a second. I think that was kind of just to assess the crowd.
Yeah.
That was like to wet our beaks, so to speak. So where we come here in San Diego now and he actually plays the song.
You know what just dawned on me? We're here at the stadium. We got here. We actually thought they would let us in by now.
Yeah.
You know what? It just occurred to me why they haven't let us in.
Why is that?
Sound check is still going.
Yep.
Because that happened at Dodger Stadium. It ran super late. I think that's happening here too. They're not letting anyone in.
That's Paul's truck. He's gonna be pissed.
Oh, Paul got towed, dude. You see that? That sucks.
That does suck.
Paul, you can't drive your lifted truck everywhere.
He's parked on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah. This week is sponsored by, I just want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Meat Free Monday. Paul McCartney wants to have everyone do Meat Free Monday, so one day a week you're not eating meat. So, you know, do that. I'm going to keep eating meat, but you should not. Then I want to give a shout out to sumolounge.com. Check out the site, most comfortable chairs. I wish we brought a sumo to the concert.
Dude, yeah.
We blew that. We blew a lot of things today.
Something new come from sumo soon?
They have a new chair called the Omni Reloaded.
What?
And they sent us a couple. We'll show them on an upcoming podcast. Don't worry about that.
Hey, it's stay tuned for a sumo update because it's a new thing that you have no idea.
You've never seen it. You've never seen such technology. Also, I want to give a shout out to lootcrate.com/mega64. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64 and get a random box of stuff every month. But enough about that. Oh, shop.mega64.com. We just put on sale for the first time the Icon shirt. That's on sale now.
I like that shirt.
Yeah, it's a good shirt. Anyway, enough about that. No more sponsorships. They got the truck on
bed. You know how there's people that have like weird fetishes for like trains?
Yeah.
Not really like a sexual fetish. They're just really into trains.
Yeah.
There's people that are into like towing equipment and like ambulances and stuff too.
This whole podcast has been like one of those ASRM videos for them.
ASRM.
With the ambulance.
Yeah.
There's a trolley. Film the trolley. More heavy machinery.
A lot of heavy equipment here at the Paul McCartney concert, guys.
That kind of like ASMR type stuff that like has an effect on you or whatever.
LSU, is that what it is?
Does that work on you or is that all bullshit?
It's all a bunch of bullshit, in my opinion.
It does work on me.
I tried watching those videos, didn't work.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think that the fact that people make those videos and people like sit and watch them at night, it's like, I laugh on the inside that people sit around and do that.
I don't know. When somebody gives a speech or has like a really in-depth talk, my head will like tingle.
Really?
And that's supposedly what it is. That does happen to me.
Really?
Legitimately. Well, but like when people like crumble paper and stuff, I don't know what the fuck that is. But when I'm like really in an engaged conversation, I'll have that effect.
What does it for me is seeing these big beautiful rigs here. These red.
Yeah, painted, big rigs.
Look at them.
Over the road racing.
Look at all this machinery. This guy's he's backing up over here.
Well, anyway, they're going to let people in a minute, but we just thought, until they let people in, we thought we'd fill you in on some stuff. I just want to say hello. A lot of stuff going on this week. I've been in the office a bunch, so I haven't really played a lot of stuff or been super aware of things going on. But I think you're covering, don't cover the mic. It's on the front. Oh, there you go. Anyway, so yeah, we got all kinds of stuff going on. We put out a video this past week. We put out a video of second-person shooters. I feel bad. Derek is not here right now. He will be at some point. So maybe he should talk a little bit more about that. That was kind of his video idea.
Kevin, you were great in that video, too.
Kevin was great. Yeah, Kevin was really good in that. But anyway, Derek just came into the office with an idea. Hey, a new genre of game, second-person shooter. I know that's not grammatically correct. Second-person would be actually more of a description rather than the other person getting shot, but we didn't care. We thought it was funny.
Yeah. So I bet the people in the comments cared. I'm just guessing.
Oh yeah, we had some English majors in there. And I'm really
that's
sensitive.
That's so funny.
I'm really sensitive about that stuff too, so I definitely knew that was coming, but we just, for the sake of comedy,
fuck 'em.
We threw it under the bus. So
fuck 'em.
Yeah, anyway.
Just say it.
Well, I didn't fuck 'em, but all right, well, I appreciate him. So.
He said, you heard it, Kev.
Yeah, I did. I heard it right here. I'm pissed
off. What he thinks of you.
But anyway, yeah, it was. So that was a fun video to do.
Oh, another. They're going to take another one. Can't they get enough?
Are they? What's going on?
They're insatiable.
Are all of these illegally parked?
I don't know.
I think a lot of them are.
Because it looks like they're just going down the road.
They're running the gamut.
Yeah.
They're picking up every single car.
Someone's in trouble. And this is just in case. This is just preventative medicine here.
Yeah.
Because in case Paul makes them faint.
Paul makes a lot of people faint.
He makes the panties drop, and he can make them faint.
That's true. Anyway.
Look at all the panties in the crowd that have dropped.
That are, or soon will drop.
Yeah. That's a lot. They're going to need more than three ambulances.
So yeah, we'll talk more about the videos we did. We have another one coming out. Actually, if you're watching this now, it probably came out yesterday. But we'll talk about all that later. I feel like right now,
should we take a break?
Yeah, we can take. Well, they're still not letting people in.
Yeah.
We'll wait for Derek.
I think maybe we'll wait for him. Is there anything this past week in video games and stuff? I know Hyrule Warriors came out. I know you've been playing more Destiny still.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. And I reached level 20, and I'm having a hard time gaining any progress at this point. So I don't know if I'm just doing it wrong or really. I know it's all about the gear you got to get now, and I'm just having a hard time doing that. But still having fun with it.
Yeah, I think I got to level like 10 in that game. I haven't had that much time to play it since it came out, but I don't know anything about going beyond the level cap or anything like that. I don't know any of that stuff.
You have Hyrule Warriors, right?
Yes, so that's what I wanted to say real quick. On the podcast a couple weeks ago, I said that I had a game that I couldn't talk about. That was the game. I've had it for almost a month at this point, and Hyrule Warriors is a lot of fun as long as you don't think it will be a Zelda game. It is not a Zelda game.
Yeah.
If you're ready for just a fun beat-em-up action-style game,
are the combos great. Like fighting game combos?
I wouldn't say they're like fighting game combos necessarily, but I don't know. I don't really know what to compare it to, other than Dynasty Warriors games. But what did it for me? Why I enjoyed the game? Single player is fun. It's beat-em-up. It's fun. Whatever. But the multiplayer, I played with my brother, and he played on the gamepad screen, and I took the TV with a pro controller, and we were both protecting a base from opposite sides, and then now and then we would meet up, and I don't know, it was really cool. I dug it. That mode alone, I thought it was like worth the game. So personally, I really enjoyed it.
Kevin, you try it out yet?
I have not played. I haven't played anything new. I've been playing The Last of Us still.
Oh, nice. I see people sign in on PSN and still a lot are playing remastered Last of Us.
Yeah.
I tried to get Hyrule Warriors.
What happened with that?
I went to long story short, I dealt with two completely just hardly functioning Walmart employees at two different stores. Yeah. Couldn't get them to figure out how to even look up into the computer to see if they had it. It was my fault. I didn't pre-order it, and I didn't go out to get it until after, 11 o'clock, so the only thing that was open were 24-hour Walmarts.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a fucking skeleton crew at that point. So good luck trying to get anything out of it. It's like guys at a cell phone booth trying to look up a video game for you that they claimed wasn't out at one place and then claimed that they didn't have it the other.
They said at one point they told you to come back, it's going to come out at midnight or something?
Yeah, I said that was last night.
Yeah.
Well, but we don't do the midnight thing. Well, that's fine because
it's been out.
Came out yesterday. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Super weird. We don't. I don't know if we didn't do a midnight thing for it, so we don't have it. Well, can you? It doesn't matter if you did a midnight thing. Can you look it up in the computer? I know we don't have it. Okay. It seemed like you don't want to help me.
I don't see why it would be that difficult for that to find that game.
Look at this tech. Look at these.
Look at these little guns. They got horns and everything.
Whoa. Jeez.
What the fuck? They're in a scoot and rush.
They're on a mission.
Paul needs like a burr or something. They're
just police. Was that law enforcement?
Was that law enforcement? Do I have to call the law?
I don't know.
There's a lot of them here.
Yeah, there is. Anyway,
maybe they can help me find my copy of Hyrule Warriors.
Jesus.
I'm just gonna go into a Target tomorrow and get it or something.
Yeah, maybe because it has something to do. Koei Tecmo made it. Maybe that's why there might be limited quantities or weird quantities or something.
I just figured that was such a wide release, it's going to be every... I mean, that's like a big title for Wii U. It's just going to be everywhere.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was another big... It just dawned on me, because I've been so busy and at the office and stuff. Smash Brothers is coming out on 3DS on Friday.
Are you getting that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to get that?
I haven't even played it yet, so I don't know.
On the 3DS one?
I'm getting it for Wii U, but I don't know. Yeah.
I thought the 3DS one was awesome. You can, in the full version, you can remap the controls, because some people didn't like the buttons and stuff like that. You can remap those. The only thing is it doesn't support the Circle Pad Pro for another stick, but it does support the second stick that'll be on the new 3DS.
That we don't get till next year.
Can we just have that now? Like, I like the 3DS enough to where I will get the new one. I'm ready for that. So can I just have that to where I can control it properly or what?
All our Australian friends get it next month.
Yeah, Australia gets it end of November or something like that.
So what? Weird. What 3DS do you have?
I have the black 3DS XL.
Okay, I'm rocking the black launch 3DS.
The original 3DS, yeah. I have the red XL. I was never going to get an XL, and then Nintendo sent me one.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let me try it out, and I never went back. That is
so
cool.
I mean, if I got one for free, I'd definitely be stoked. Yeah. I am glad I waited out and never got an XL.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to get this new second controller. Yeah. I guess it's got faster processing and stuff, so it downloads stuff quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All of that stuff. Yeah.
The screen being bigger is all I really... I mean, my little ass screen, I'm still playing everything on.
And it's even bigger than the regular XL screen.
Yeah.
Like, it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Especially with a game like Smash Brothers, which is going to be competitive.
Yeah. So I'm stoked on that. I want that to come out soon. Speaking of impressions, a lot of people were asking me impressions on iPhone 6.
Yeah, your dad had one. We just saw him in the parking lot, and it looked huge.
Yeah. Does it look huge to you now?
No.
He put a bumper on
it. So his, I thought, was a 6 Plus. I still haven't seen the 6 Plus.
Yeah. So that's
a
6.
That's a good size. I like that size.
Yes.
Compared to that.
I wanted to say just real quick.
Hold it up. Do a shot-by-shot.
Shot-by-shot comparison.
Isn't that crazy?
Look at that.
And that seemed huge when that came out.
Yeah.
Basically, my impressions, just real quick. Yeah, there are Samsung phones and other phones that are this size that have been out for a while. There's nothing in this phone you won't find in some other phone. However, I prefer the iPhone platform and that whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
For being that, it is the best they have released. It is, everything tears. I don't ever charge the damn thing and it's still going.
Really?
It's been awesome. But for me, it goes about, you know, because I have people telling me all the time, who cares? Why do you care that much about a phone? You could make calls now if you wanted to, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. But I use more than even the phone aspect, I use the camera. I film with this all the time.
Somebody texted me.
He gets
and,
texts.
I'll tell you
time.
What it was in a minute, but it does what I wanted to do. Oh, no, but anyway, the camera is amazing. Yeah. The super slow motion on it, the quality is awesome. I'll try to put a clip in, but the quality is insane. It looks really, really good, comparatively. I mean, it's not going to be perfect quality for being 240 frames a second, but that's why I like it. Anyway, I really enjoy it. I know that there are other companies who did all this shit first, but I prefer Apple's phones. So for me, it connects. Yeah, for me, my computer at home, my iPad, my Apple TV, all that stuff, all connects. That's why I like it. So I dig it.
You drank the Kool-Aid, you dork.
I drank the Kool-Aid. I know, I got so many emails too. They're like, oh, you would buy this, you sheep. I don't know. I just enjoy it.
People arguing,
I get what I want. I don't spend my money the same way as you. It's okay.
People arguing about, which brand of thing to buy. It's so fucking,
that's
all
right.
It's so fucking dumb.
I don't think any of the Samsung phones are bad at all. I just prefer this. So yeah. I'm not being a hater. And I'm not even a Mac guy. I have all platforms.
Taking another one.
Another one? Oh my God.
I think it's illegal to park here no matter what.
Yeah.
So, the text that I got. Paul, this is tying it in. This is a great segue. Yeah. Rumor has it, Paul has been off for like a month. Mm-hmm. This is his first show in a long time.
Yeah.
And there is serious talk he's going to play his song from Destiny tonight. He did a song for... He helped score the game.
The game.
But the end credits actually has a vocal song by him.
Wow, I haven't beat it yet.
He is releasing it as a single in the next couple weeks. As a legit Paul McCartney single.
Really?
And there's talk he's doing it tonight. Live. There's a rumor. So we'll see. So Paul, if you're watching this,
I'd be so bummed. Like I could have beat it tonight, but I've been playing like multiplayer shit instead.
I think that's why they waited to release it as a single.
Ah.
So Paul, if you're out there, play the Destiny single and play Temporary Secretary.
Can we get
I'm hoping for Temporary Secretary.
I'm looking forward to Temporary Secretary.
If he does the song from Destiny, that is a video game song. I'm sure he'll name drop Mega 64 in
it. Sure.
So fingers crossed. Anyway. Sure. Is there anything else? Maybe we'll take a break for now or something.
Maybe. I'm just waiting for somebody to run out and like get pissed off and they're towing their car.
Yeah. I really don't. I don't think you're supposed to park like, anywhere down.
Another trolley.
They're just now letting people in.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're standing around.
So we'll see what happens.
So people are being let in.
Yep. I see people going up the stairs.
Kevin sees people going up the stairs.
Yep.
All right.
Well, maybe we should join them. Yeah, we're going to... Hey, this stadium, Petco Park, has the best food of any stadium.
Yep.
Most places you get, oh, here's a crappy hot dog or burger. We have Lucha Libre Mexican food. We have Phil's Barbecue. Hey. We have all kinds of stuff.
What? No joke?
Yeah.
One of the deciding factors of seeing him twice was that he was at this park and the food was amazing.
Wow, Kevin came for the food.
He wanted that burrito. Fuck a beetle, get a burrito.
Yeah.
And fuck that burrito.
All right, guys.
All right, so
it's been real.
We'll time out for now. See you later. Just wanted to say real quick, this is why you go see a concert in San Diego, baby. Oh, Lucha Libre, burritos. We ain't doing no Dodger dogs here. Look at that. What's it?
You need that spicy salsa right on top.
Oh, look at that.
You need a big dollop of it.
What's in the Surf in California? Did you get a Surf in California?
Yeah.
What's in it?
It's a mouthful of food. We got carne asada, we got shrimp, we got french fries, we got avocado, we got salsa, we got cheese.
Beautiful.
All wrapped up in a delicious review.
As you could see, it was featured on Man vs. Food.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know. Man vs. Food. Though. You know what it is. You know what you're all about. Anything that's on Man vs. Food is going to be good. I got a queso taco. I'm going to be eating that. We're going to be enjoying the sweet sounds of Temporary Secretary. Oh. Okay. We took a pit stop at Felipe's Pizza because we haven't eaten enough. And my dad is here.
Hey, how you doing?
And he's going on record saying Hall's going to play what tonight?
I think he's going to play Hope from the Destiny soundtrack. You know, he's releasing that as a single in the next few weeks. And, you know, he's going to get the people familiar with it. And not to mention, he's got a lot of young people here that are already familiar with the Destiny video game. So, my educated guess.
Well, he knows we're here.
He knows Mega 64 is here. He let me know. He contacted me earlier in the day.
See? Sent him the shirt.
Sent me the shirt. I've got a Sergeant Pepper watch that he sent me for my birthday. Very rare. And he told me in honor of Mega 64, in the honor of the upcoming game days, he's going to perform Hope from the Destiny video game.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, that's good on him. Nice of him to do that. What are the odds he's going to play? We're going to hear, finally, Temporary Secretary.
We talked about that in depth. He's not comfortable playing Temporary Secretary. The last time he did that was in 1982, and unfortunately people rushed the stage, and there was chaos and some violence, and so he's very uneasy about performing that again.
I heard that the last time he played it was with John Lennon, and some guy in the crowd was like, "Not so temporary now, are you?"
Hey, what's going on? What are we filming here?
We're doing stats on if he's going to play, you know.
Well, you didn't tell me and Kevin we were doing the podcast again.
You're talking to Nancy.
He's just got more to say than you guys, you know.
The thing is, he actually wrote that song with John Lennon. He never performed it with John Lennon. He wrote it with John Lennon, but took the credit.
I knew it. I knew it was a Beatles song. It sounded too good to just be Paul McCartney.
So there you go. Got that squared away.
Yeah. Let's clear that up now.
All right. Well, we're going to get to our seats and enjoy the show.
Enjoy the concert. You. Remember, Hope from the Destiny soundtrack.
Here it goes.
And he's going to dedicate it to Bungie.
All right. Shouts out Bungie. All right.
Let's see if he's right.
Here we go.
That's us down there. Floor access.
Hey, everybody. We're in the car. McCartney just played. To answer your question, no, he didn't play Destiny, and no, he didn't fucking play
bullshit
Temporary Secretary again, so I guess he doesn't like the fans, or I don't know what his deal
it's
is.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, it's a bunch of horse shit. I guess when you're famous enough, you don't have to care about your fans
really
anymore.
Really let us down.
Yeah.
Really, really let us down.
He played a bunch of shit at the end. He played yesterday.
Yeah.
He played that.
Great song!
Yeah. He played yesterday in the encore. This is serious. He played yesterday, and somebody, like they were going Super Saiyan, just yelled out, "Great song!"
Yeah, screamed it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Song. Anyway, what else happened? Other than that disappointment, it was a great show.
Yeah, it was really a great show. It was a lot of fun. I got to see a Beatle for the first time.
Yeah.
Second time for me.
That's like a bucket
second
list.
Time? Oh, yeah, because you were there the first. I had a feeling you were going to be happy. I had a feeling, Beatles, that you were going to be happy when he played Helter Skelter.
Oh, yeah, really.
Is that your favorite?
That's my favorite Beatles
Of the
song.
Library?
Yeah, that's my favorite tune, my favorite track.
Yeah. I knew you'd be stoked. We got that set list, I think, was the same as last time.
Except
instead of I Saw Her Standing There, he played Get Back, which
I love Get Back.
I like Get Back better.
Yep.
So, really? Shout out, Paul. That was a good move.
Get Back, Loretta.
Get Back, JoJo.
Who's
JoJo?
Who's JoJo and who's Loretta?
I think he's talking about Loretta Lynn and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, okay.
Because those are, I think, created by the same people.
Yeah.
Same genre.
We totally missed Derek when we had the camera on.
Yeah. We blew it.
Am I lit red?
Yeah, you look cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sinister.
You look like Empire Strikes Back, like final scene or something.
Oh, that's really cool.
Damn. Yeah.
I missed that.
Anyway. Wait, what was I saying? Oh. When we were at the show, there was a couple in front of us. I'll try to post a picture.
Oh.
Or I may not. I don't know.
Did you get a photo of them?
I tried, but it was kind of messed up.
They deserve public shaming.
There was a couple in front of us that the man was using SoundHound,
which I guess
I'm an iPhone person, so I guess that's the equivalent of Shazam, yeah. SoundHound, whatever. where it listens to audio match a song and find it on you could download it.
Yeah.
He was doing that to like every song.
He did it to Blackbird.
He was listening to Paul's songs and going, oh, what's this? And holding up the app.
But
and
it doesn't get live music.
No, it's not the recorded version. They were playing it in real time. So yeah. It's not going to match a recording. This guy did it for every song, and it kept going, no results. And he kept doing it for hours.
Over and over again. All night long, he was playing with his fucking phone.
What? I mean, what the hell? And there was one part. I wish Derek was here. We just saw him. We might film another thing with him later. But the funniest part was there was a part where Paul McCartney sat down at the piano and went, all right, let's lighten the mood. This is a song off my new album. The album's called New, and the song is called New. Dun, 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 dun. And the guy, as soon as the first note hit, the guy looked it up. He put it on SoundHound. Oh, what song is this? Are you fucking kidding me?
He just told you.
And so they were towards the end, he came out for an encore. Paul plays two encores.
Yeah.
And the first encore comes out, the guy looked up the set list on his phone. Oh! And they showed it to his wife or whatever, and they left.
Yeah, they got
it. It was like, look at all these classic songs. Let's go. I didn't need to hear the Abbey Road medley.
Or Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the theme of this concert was like old ladies filming in the wrong aspect ratio.
Yeah, the whole row in front of us, other than that couple, the whole row in front of us was old people. And
shout out.
Yeah, shout out old people. And who didn't know how to use their smartphones. And every single one of them would film, you know, of course, vertically, which is stupid. Don't ever do that. But when they would pull out their camera, they would turn it on and it would always be facing them. And they didn't know what to do. So we just kept seeing LCD screens of old women's faces going, one woman, most of them figured out that you had to hit the corner button to flip the camera, but one woman couldn't figure it out and was just, that she turned the front face of her camera at Paul and hoped it was recording. Like, how stupid, whatever, I guess they're elderly, so they don't know. Why do you have an iPhone? Shouts out to the elderly. Respect your elders. Unless they film in the wrong aspect ratio, then shame your elders.
Yeah, shame them. Teach them.
Elder shaming.
Let them know.
It's wrong.
Halloween. Oops. Not quite yet.
No. Anyway.
We're sitting here like dead ducks in a dead duck pond.
Yeah. So there you have that. We can't get out of here. Anything else to discuss as we wait in this moment of reflection? Or
The lady who sold us our Lucha Libre burritos was probably the most incompetent.
Hey, Lucha, we love you, but that was not good.
I think they hired like some extra help, and it was their first day.
They couldn't handle because this is a full stadium, and nobody could handle it.
42,000 people, right?
Yep.
Over 42,000. Yeah. Yep. Employees at the stadium said they've never seen it that full.
Well, no.
Because, hey, I'm going to be real. It's a good stadium, but the Padres don't exactly bring record crowds.
Crazy man on the walk home said 46,275.
Oh, is that what
he's counting up, too?
There was a guy walking down the street going, 46,275,000
people out here right now, man.
I told Garrett, I think Google became a real boy. He was walking the streets.
He was just counting people.
Yeah. That's how he gets to bed at night. He doesn't count sheep, he counts attendees. Is this starting to like drizzle? Am I crazy?
No. Yeah.
I'm seeing some moisture on this.
I don't know, some moisture.
I'm seeing a little bit of moisture here.
Maybe someone just hit their wipers up in front. It spritzed a little fluid. This guy's looking at me like, are you gonna let me in? Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, so it was a good show. Sean was not here with us tonight because
he's having too much fun.
He had a kid. Did you guys know that? He had a child.
He had a little baby girl.
Adorable.
Another one.
I
think he's building some kind of army.
That's what I think too. That's why I don't trust the whole situation.
You're kind of like an anti-government guy.
Yep. Yeah, I don't really like that. I don't really like that whole setup.
Hands off, you know, less government.
Yeah, I agree. So he's doing his thing. Kevin saw Fight Club for the first time.
I did.
You want to talk about it?
I loved Fight Club. It was awesome.
Kevin doesn't see a lot of hasn't seen a lot of classics.
Yeah, there's a lot of classic movies I just never saw, and I do not know how that movie wasn't spoiled for me. I don't know.
That's amazing.
That is such a huge
thing. I mean, how long has it been since that came out? It came out in 99. I mean, yeah, we're talking 15 years, right?
Never knew that. So,
jeez. That makes me feel old. It's 15 years old.
That does make me feel old, because I remember seeing it in theaters.
You saw that in theaters?
Yeah, with my friends.
I was telling Kevin, because no one I knew wanted to see that, and it flopped when it was in theaters, but it was on DVD that it became cult. Like,
me and my friends like saw it and then were so interested. It's like, we gotta get together and see this again tomorrow. Like, we went and saw it twice.
Yeah.
It was super cool when that movie came out.
That
movie rules. I've never seen anything like that.
Anyway. Yeah. No, anyway, I'm glad you finally saw it. Next on the slate is 2001.
Yep.
I'm excited for it to be closer and closer to Halloween, because I'm like dying to watch like The Shining and all that stuff.
You know what? I pulled out The Shining this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, and I was going to watch it, but I chose something else. I chose Final Fantasy Advent Children.
Oh, my God.
Well, a better movie.
Dilly-dally, shilly-shally.
I know. You know? I was tweeting out about how stupid that is.
Yeah, that part
because I forgot about how shitty that part
is. Did you like that movie, though?
Yeah, I like that movie.
I'm going to be real. Advent Children, to me, is great if you know what you're getting. There are people who attacked it and criticized it as, oh, it's a fan service cutscene. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So if you know that's what it is, I think it's great. I wasn't expecting it to be anything other than that.
Dilly-dally, shilly-shally
to that. But Spirits Within, I fucking hate. I can't stand that.
See, Spirits Within is fine, too. It's just not as good CG. But at the time, it looked awesome.
I didn't have any...
Connection to it.
Connection to it in a Final Fantasy way, definitely. No. But, its story just didn't grab me. I don't know, I was just kind of bored.
Yeah, well, it's hard to go wrong with adding on to the 7 story.
I feel the same way about the Resident Evil CG movies. I mean, I knew what they were going to be, and I enjoyed them.
Yeah, I like those too.
I wonder if they'll do any more of those.
I don't know.
What's the deal with Revelations? That's early next year, right?
Yeah.
I think it is 2015, yeah.
I wonder if they'll do any new movies for that or anything. What's that?
I think it's episodic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is making me kind of want to just wait and to get all of them on a disc.
Yeah, I haven't decided how I feel about that.
I'm patient for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I can wait.
Yeah, I would want a physical release for that, but I don't know. I would want to play it as it's coming out, too.
But so kind of, I'm torn because, yeah, I'm patient too. I'm totally patient with that stuff, but I also kind of like the episodic nature of stuff and having to like think about it for a little while, you know, like when Lost was on TV, it killed me when there would be a break, but sometimes it was kind of fun. Like, okay, we have 2 months to like really stew on what happened, you know? And like, yeah. not that this Resident Evil game might be that deep, but yeah. So I don't know how I feel about that.
I just don't want to buy it twice. I don't want a digital copy and then... I don't want digital copies of anything.
But. Yeah.
Dilly-dally, shilly-shally.
There was a big news story yesterday or the day before about Japan is still clinging tenaciously to CDs. They are not... iTunes is just not a moneymaker there.
Really?
Yeah, and people there... The resounding public opinion is physical copy is the way to go.
Wow.
They have not... It's funny how technologically ahead they are. There is just a serious affection for physical product there.
I remember there being a lot of like resale CD stores.
Yeah.
Like a book off.
Yeah, there was a lot of that there. Yeah, definitely.
Obla-di, obla-da, life goes on.
Life goes on.
Dilly-dally, shilly-shally. It's like Paul wrote his own little version of Dilly-dally, shilly-shally.
Yeah, obla-di, obla-da, ba-da, ba-da. Was like his final, it's like a Final Fantasy spoof. Think about it. Look it up. White album. Oh, just like, the white mage.
Oh, a healer type in your party. Can grant rays.
I think he was doing a little Final Fantasy reference.
In case
you
don't use a phoenix down, you just cast rays, guys.
Yeah.
It's a little hidden trick.
Yeah.
Little hint from the RPG master.
RPG master, Mr. McCartney. Anyway. Oh, but going back to the physical product thing, we've talked about that on the podcast before, but I thought that was interesting that Japan is like that. Like, they still really believe, like, when you get a CD, you get a bunch of art with it, and you get a bunch of stuff. Like, people there are just way more into that than downloading stuff. It's just
interesting. Which is interesting, because they don't have a lot of room
for,
like...
That's what they were saying.
You know, their collections and stuff.
They said that Japanese collection, like amongst collectors, their collections are on average so much bigger than any Americans. They have way less space. So that's really interesting to hear that.
How would we wouldn't be able to live in Japan.
Fuck no.
No room.
No.
We need to spread out. Us Americans like a little elbow room.
My place as it is much bigger, I think, than any place I could get in Japan. And I'm filling that thing to the gills with bullshit. So I couldn't do it.
It's full, man. Looks like we're going to have to run over this curve here if we don't cut it tight.
Unforeseen curb run.
It's amazing all these cars don't, like, smack into each other more often.
Yeah.
Because no one's really, like, going a determined way. Everyone's just kind of vying for position.
Yeah.
Inching into each other closer and wedging themselves in.
These guys are selling the bootleg shirts. The bootleg shirts here have actually not been that bad.
No.
Like a lot of times you'll get crap. These are not too bad.
This motherfucking asshole. Look at this guy.
This guy likes fish and elf. Well, no, that's not what it says, but...
Half price, Rocco.
Half price? That's not bad. What's half price?
Full price, but everyone doesn't know what full price
is. But this motherfucker cut me in line, so fuck this Lexus.
Fuck that Lexus. One piece of...
These fucking guys, though.
One piece of merchandise that Paul McCartney has at his shows that we were cracking up at is a giant, giant, full-size Paul McCartney blanket with his head on it.
A Paul McCartney blanket.
Yep. Paul McCartney blanket. And I was so tempted to get it. It was a little too expensive.
Your car is so big, it's, like, intimidating, so it's easy to kind of, like, ram your way into it.
This is my new car, everybody. I never said it on the podcast, but I was in a bad accident a while back.
T-bone.
But I'm okay, and I got a new ride. Pimped by X to the Z himself.
Oh, you got Exhibit to trick this thing out?
Yeah, I got Exhibit to... I got West Coast Customs to They said, yo, dog,
I think we go left.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, guys. We're going to cut this off. Because now we got places to go, people to see. So this might be the end, or we might do a segment with Derek. I don't know what's going to happen.
Who even knew?
Who even fucking knows? No one knows. Anyway, any final thoughts?
I'd just like to give a round of kisses out to the viewers at home. Give a little kiss, Kevin, if you can. Mm-hmm. Can you give a kiss to the viewers at home?
That was weird. I didn't like that. I didn't like that segment. Hey, I want to say, everyone at home, real quick, Game Days is coming up. Mega 64 Game Days at Disneyland. Don't forget, it's happening November 1st and 2nd. We are down to just the small amount of tickets for the day one event. That's going to go soon. I would get that soon if you can. I was surprised they cling tenaciously there. We greatly expanded the amount of people that can go. But it's just kind of coming down to the wire now, so I would get tickets if you can. Like we already said, the hotel block is sold out, but they might still have rooms if you call and maybe work something out. But that's day one, and then day two we're going to Disneyland. Disneyland ain't going to sell out. You know, Disneyland's big. So come with us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. The Game Grumps guys are going. Even if you're not a Game Grumps fan, you don't have to talk to them if you don't want to, but I recommend it. Those guys are really nice. I think when you meet in person, you'll be amazed.
I'm going to be amazed. I've yet to meet those guys. I'm really excited to.
Have you not met any of them?
I've met John Tron, formerly of Game Grumps. Yeah. That's it.
That's it. Wow. Yeah.
Aaron and Barry. They're cool dudes.
Yeah, they're great, great guys. And even if you have not watched their show, because I got a lot of emails that are like, I don't really know what they are, or, you know, where, how, and, you know, what kind of, just asking questions about it. I really recommend you check them out. We're going to put up the full schedule. This isn't focusing at all. We're going to put up the full schedule soon for Game Days on our site, but it's probably going to be, you know, like their panel first, and then we'll go after that or something like that. But we'll put the official schedule soon. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a great weekend. It was one of the best weekends ever last time.
People should check out the table flip videos that you guys were on with them.
Yeah. We did the table flip videos. Those are cool. And it's going to be, anyway, it's going to be a blast. It looks like most stuff will not be closed at Disneyland. Last year, there were a lot of rides closed.
Lots open.
What's that?
A lot's open this year.
Yeah, just about everything. I think the Mark Twain boat is like maybe the only thing that, unless they change, you know, things may change, but.
It's usually Indy is down.
Yeah, or honestly, most of the time, Small World too. I know there are some Small World fans out there. That will probably be there, I think. I think the odds are good, so we'll see what happens. But anyway, it's going to be a great weekend. I hope you guys can make it. We're showing some stuff that I think you're going to be bummed if you don't get to see it. On the day one event, so looking forward to that. It's gonna be good. I'm really excited. The submarines are back open at Disneyland. Ooh, so that's good news. Nemo. They were gone like all year.
Finding Nemo.
We found Nemo. We already talked about it on the podcast, but when Sean got to meet Keanu Reeves, a woman and her son in front of him went, "Oh, look, you get to meet Nemo." It's like, "Oh, you meant Neo." That really sucks. But anyway,
when
so
did
I'm,
Sean
I'm
really, meet Keanu Reeves?
At like one of the first Comic Cons we ever did, maybe really? First or second, he walked by a booth and pulled out a raffle. Oh yeah, I'll take a. It was like a random prize ticket thing, and he took one out, and it was like, "You get to meet Keanu Reeves at this thing."
Holy shit!
It was like,
shit.
Okay. So Sean has. Did we ever put that footage anywhere? Mega 64 fans, you probably have better memory than me. Is Keanu Reeves footage in anything? I don't remember if we ever put that clip in anything. So, we'll see. Anyway, check out Game Days. And, again, shop.mega64.com. Pick up a Icon shirt that just came out. They turned out great. Any other final thoughts, Kevin?
No. Coming down days. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot.
It's going to be a blast.
All right, everybody. Peace.
Can't be over.
I'm going to zoom into the air conditioner vent like a cool Fight Club transition.
Oh.
Remember those?
Do you like down into the air conditioning
vent? Kevin, yeah, it's going to show with a spark that ignites the flame.
Do you like a Dust Brothers remix?
Yeah, can you do a Dust Brothers remix, Kevin?
I don't know any Dust Brothers. Come on, like...
That sounds like a White Stripes record.
Oh, I hurt my throat.
It's all that dust.
Yeah, brother.
Brother.